let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Just a Thought by Richard Byrd shares a collection of thoughts about a variety of topics. Each thought serves a different purpose to elevate each reader into their own unique direction, allowing them to ponder on the choices and decisions that they may make, and at the same time allows the reader to self-examine him or herself. Each thought serves a different purpose to elevate each individual into their own unique direction. Richard started posting his thoughts on Facebook and Instagram so people could read them, and the response was amazing. People would say they were so helpful, you need to write a book. Well, ever since Richard was about 15 years old, he wanted to do something unique to help other people, so he decided to publish this book. He found his purpose in life, which is to inspire people. His thoughts are straight from his sincere heart that gives encouragement and boosts confidence to everyone. Richard Byrd, author of Just a Thought, joining us on This Week in America. Richard, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Rick.
Looking forward to the conversation here, and your friends are right. You really needed to publish the book and get these thoughts out there. It's so well done. Let's talk about the motivation to write the book. How did the idea come about, seriously, to put the book together? I know that was mentioned, but having somebody say write a book is one thing. Actually writing a book and a compilation is another. How did this all come about?
Well, it wasn't I didn't wake up one day and just say I was going to write a book, because ever since I was 15, I always, I had thoughts and quotes that I put down on paper, and, but I never shared them with anybody until, presented, Instagram and Facebook came up, and I started putting a few of them on there, and as I did that, I started seeing responses like, you really helped me a lot today. Or thank you, Richard, I really like your post, and, certain things like that. So somebody suggested, I think you ought to write a book. But it wasn't my intentions until I prayed on it. I had to get confirmation. And one day I was at a Ford deal. I was buying me a new truck, and I was in the financial director's office, and I had did a little rough draft of a book with about 100 quotes in it, and so I asked her, I said, would you like to take a look at my book? I was thinking about writing the book. She said, sure, Richard, I'll take a look at it. And she was looking at it, she read about 10 pages, and the finance director said, Richard, where were you at 6 months ago? And I said, what do you mean? She said, because if my son would have had this book 6 months ago, he may not have committed suicide, and that blew me away. I had no other choice after that, Rick, but to write a book.
When you're saying that, it's like, and I sort of laughed at that because a lot of people didn't know that what was going to happen, but a lot of people would say, I could have used this book, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 3 hours ago, where this book would have come in handy. And when you get a response like that, that your thoughts written out in your book, Just a Thought, actually are life-altering for people. What's that like when you're sharing something and it's really making an impact on somebody's life?
Well, it gives me a warm feeling inside, because I feel like, I have given a little of myself to help somebody else. And, that's just a blessing in itself to me. It's a sense of living in your purpose, and that's how I feel. I feel like I'm living in my purpose by writing these quotes.
The book is Just a Thought by Richard Byrd, and you spell that B-Y-R-D. The book, you'll find it at AmazonMatchLiterary.com. You'll also find it at Richard's website, which is RichardByrdBooks.com. I'll give you that information throughout the program, and you'll find it if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you decided to write the book, this is a whole new field out there. That's not just writing a book and then hoping somebody comes by the house, knocks on the door, and buys a copy. You've got to get the book. You've got to get it out there. What kind of help did you have along the way in taking this concept and turning it into a very successful endeavor?
Well, like I said, after I did the rough draft and I got that confirmation, I started to show my book to friends, family and total strangers, you know, and seeing how they responded to it and things like that. And, you know, it was just as the responses was all positive, you know, and people was asking for copies of it. And, you know, I didn't have any copies. All I had was that rough draft. And I'm talking about, you know, I was showing it to people from the ages 15. Like, I ran to a group of teenagers one day, and they all took a look at it, and they wanted one, and, you know, to a grandfather 70 years old. You know, and I feel like, you know, that was pretty much my motivation to move forward with it. And so, you know, I started looking into what it took to actually have a book published.
And the book is now available, Just a Thought, Richard Byrd, our guest on the program. You'll find it at the usual places, Amazon, matchliterary.com, a good place as well, richardbyrdbooks.com, and you can buy it directly there and get more information on the book and find out about Richard. Some of the biggest hurdles you had to go through to get this, the challenges to get the book published, how difficult was it?
Well, the biggest hurdle was fear. You know,
yes.
I had a fear of what it would cost financially, you know, because, you know, I have a regular job. I work 8 hours a day. But, you know, just like I say, you know, I prayed on that too. And, you know, I had to jump out on faith. Well, I had A1 credit, so, you know, that helped me a lot.
Yes.
You know, after I checked around to a few different publishers, I found one that fit. And that's how that happened.
What is the most rewarding part of being a published author? What do you find satisfying? And maybe it's more than just one. What are the aspects of being a published author that are satisfying for you?
Well, first of all, is that I did accomplish, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know, I accomplished, you know, having a book published. And another rewarding thing is seeing these reviews. I haven't had a bad review as of yet. And, you know, and to see what people actually think about what I write, you know, it's real rewarding to know that I'm being useful and helpful to someone else. That's my biggest reward, is that I am, you know, as an author, I'm helping other people.
You know, I love the title of the book, Just a Thought. Talk about how you came up with that, because it really is, for the type of material in here, it's just a thought. I love the title.
Well, you know, that came easy to me because, see, I didn't want to force, you know, the thoughts, the quotes that I write on anyone. You know, I wanted to give the individual reader a choice to make a decision on what they're reading, you know. And so therefore, Just a Thought fit it like a glove, you know, because also not just the idea that I wanted the reader to have a decision in what they're reading, but I wanted them to interact in it as well.
Yeah, I love the sort of subtle nature of that. It's not like you're hitting over the head of something. It's they'll pick it up, they'll read it, and then suddenly it resonates. Here's something that really applies to their life. When you sit down, they always want to pigeonhole a book. Who is this book designed for? And you mentioned you've got the teenagers that read the book. You've got the lady, the financial director at the car dealership, a 70-year-old grandparent that's reading the book. It really is universal, isn't it?
Yes, because it has a variety of different topics. You know, it deals with relationships, friendships, you know, money, death, life. You know, it has so many topics. When I'm talking about topics, you know, I'm also saying success and failure. You know, it has so many avenues that a person can explore.
There have been a number of books where people will write about something similar. And I say something similar because I do feel what you've done is unique. You've taken a different approach, and I believe that's why it's resonating so well with the reader. Why is this book unlike others, do you think?
Well, I believe it's unlike any other book, you know, books in my writings, is because, first of all, everything that I write is just a thought. That means that, you know, you can either take it or you leave it. You know, you have your own choices and decisions to make of what you read. And not just that, it's interactive. Plus, it gives you the opportunity, the reader, to self-examine themselves, you know, on a daily basis, you know, of what we do every day in life.
You know, the nice thing about reading Just a Thought is you can start at the beginning, you can read it all the way through, you can skip a couple of chapters, you can go to the back, you can sort of look and pick something that will motivate you that day, and it will motivate you that day. You can put it back on the shelf and read it 2 weeks later. It really is sort of, I don't want to call it a reference book, that sounds highly educational, but it's a book that you can continue to use throughout your life, isn't it? It's like, okay, I've read it once, I'm going to put it on the shelf and I'll never touch it again. It's almost a daily manual for people.
Yeah, it could be a daily manual, you know, and another unique thing about the book is that it doesn't have a beginning or end.
Yes.
You know, you can open it just, you know, from any page and, hey, we begin here. Or we stop there. Or you may see something in there that, you know, fits whatever you're going through at that moment.
Talk about the rewards of doing this, and not necessarily financial, but the fact that people will comment, you'll read the reviews, and you'll understand you've helped somebody get through a difficult time in their lives, or someone just to maybe stop and enjoy the time they're living in their life, not going through any problems, but just maybe enjoy life better. But people all around the world that will read this that you'll never even hear from, but you know you're making an impact. What are the rewards from that aspect that you get as the writer of the book, Just a Thought?
Well, the rewarding thing about that is that I had to remain humble. You know, I have to understand that I have a gift. And if I don't share this gift, then I'm not living in my purpose and I get nothing out of it. So as long as someone else that's reading these quotes are receiving something positive, something motivational or inspiring, and that's my biggest reward.
Just a Thought by Richard Byrd is the book we're talking about today. You'll find it at Amazon, matchliterary.com, all the usual places, and at Richard's website, richardbyrdbooks.com, Byrd, B-Y-R-D. If somebody said, I've only got a couple minutes here, Richard, what's your book about? Give me three words that would summarize the book, Just a Thought. What three words would you choose?
Let's just say insightful, helpful, with an open mind or positive manner, in a positive manner. But three words would be insightful, helpful, and positive.
And I think that really nails the essence of Just a Thought. Where did this wisdom come from? From an early age, have you been sort of self-reflective and thinking things over in your life?
Yes, my grandmother used to tell me that I was a young kid with an old man's mind. You know, at that time I didn't understand it, but a lot of it comes through trials and tribulations too. You know, I believe that everyone and anyone has to go through something to get somewhere. You know, even if it's just walking through the next door.
Yeah, when you talk about getting through adversity and failures and all of that, it's because you've experienced that. So if someone says, here's a guy that's never gone through difficulty, you haven't. You've bounced back, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've been through a lot of adversity, you know, and difficulties and, like I say, trials and tribulations. But, you know, I'm the person that had everything at a young age, abused it, you know, used it wrongly and lost it all, you know, to a person that had nothing at all. And now today, you know, I have it and I have more, and I'm grateful for that.
How difficult is it for this to be as successful as it is, for you to be as effective as you are? You need to open up and sort of share your experiences. How difficult has it been to open up, to give us some of Richard's life so that we can relate to it and get through life better?
Well, really, at one time, you know, I was I would consider myself a loner, isolator, you know, I wouldn't expose myself, you know, tell anybody about me. But today, You know, I think that's the only way that I can express who I am. I have to let people know who I am.
Just a Thought is a collection of thoughts. When you put a collection together, talk about how you go about finding the right mix and how you know, okay, this is just enough. I don't want to give them too much because it'll be a heavy book. They won't want to carry it around all the time. I need something that's going to be impactful yet not, you know, enormous. How do you go about putting this collection together? What was the thought process as you were mixing, you know, good, bad, highs and lows?
Well, you know, I didn't want to stay in one scenario, you know, because yes. See, the world to me, you know, we don't live life by knowing what's next. You know, we experience different things day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. So, you know, I have a multitude of these thoughts. I mean, I may have a couple thousand or more, you know, already written down, you know, and when I go through them, you know, I will go through, I do a rough draft, and I'll show it to a few people before I even think about publishing it. I like to see the responses. You know, if the responses are positive and helpful to someone, then I'll take it from there. And I try not to put too much at one time. You know, I figure 100 quotes, that's good for a daily bread.
Well, yes, and that's why I think, again, the book is making such an impact, because you've really nailed content, you've the quantity in the book as well. It's manageable, which means it leaves you with a lot of thoughts that you haven't published as yet. What are you working on now?
Well, I have a book 2 already out, but I'm thinking to do a book 3. But, you know, like I said, sometimes financially I have to sit back and wait for a minute because I have other things, you know, that has to be taken care of, priorities. Yes. Things like that. But I could write 10 books, I could afford them.
I hope that you do, because I could use the wisdom, and I would love to have you back on the program to talk all about that. As we wrap up here, what would you like to say in final words to the audience about your book and how your book you think will help them through the good and the bad times? What would you say to listeners about the book?
Well, you know, I believe in my book, you know, could help you one day at a time to view life on a different playing field. You know, instead of holding subconsciously what you may want to do, maybe my book might help you to look forward in doing it.
Well, I love that. Just a Thought, Let's Take Life One Day at a Time. Already, most of us are going through, geez, next Tuesday I have to do this, and then November, you know, 22nd, I need to do this, rather than just enjoying the moment where we are and making the most of the moment, right, and the people who are around us. The book is so well done. It's by Richard Byrd, and Byrd is B-Y-R-D. The book is Just a Thought. You'll find it at Amazon, all the usual places, matchliterary.com. Richard's website is richardbirdbooks.com. We'll have all that on our website as well. Richard, it's been a pleasure. Keep up the good work. Congratulations on the success of Just a Thought. Love to continue talking about more of your thoughts that will be published here soon. So thank you for being with us on the program.
And I thank you too, Rick.
Been a delight having you with us. Richard Byrd, author of Just a Thought, on This Week in America. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.